From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. America's top intelligence chiefs Tuesday warned lawmakers the U.S. is under constant cyber attack from a host of entities. Dan Coats is director of national intelligence.
While Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea pose the greatest cyber threats, other nation states, terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations, and ever more technically capable groups and individuals use cyber operations to achieve strategic and malign objectives.
Coates said the federal, state, and local governments are all targets, citing Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Coates said they're at it again this year. He said elections are seen as opportunities to undermine democracy. Coates also warned that decision time is fast approaching over North Korea's nuclear threat.
We have to face the fact that this is potentially an existential problem for the United States.
The DNI said the goal remains a peaceful settlement and maximum pressure on North Korea in various ways. A humanitarian source told the French press agency tens of thousands have been displaced in ethnic clashes in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo since mid-December. Escapees like Anita Mave have spoken of burned villages and victims being hacked to death as they fled ethnic violence between Hema herders and Lendu farmers in Ituri province. She said some refugees died of hunger, some drowned, there is no one to help, nothing to eat. The UN said more than 20,000 have fled to Uganda alone in the past week. Ethiopia's government released opposition leader Bekele Gerba from prison and dropping all charges against him. He was arrested after anti-government demonstrations broke out in the Oromia region in December of 2015. The government has released thousands of political detainees since January. This is VOA News.